It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
What are we learning about today in your Wiki Corner?
Well, today is International Dog Day.
Oh, boy.
Did you have you properly celebrated your dog today?
I said goodbye to her before I came into work.
Give her a nice pat on the head before you left, at least?
I did, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good.
Yeah.
So I thought that in honor of National Dog Day,
yeah,
we would talk about some weird dog behaviors and some of the reasons behind it. Because I don't know about your dog, but my dog does some pretty, like, weird, you know.
There are some peculiar things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does your dog bury things? Like, does she bury her toys or her treats or anything like
that? No, not really.
Inside or outside? No? Okay. Well, no. My dog does. But before dogs were domesticated, they were, of course, responsible for feeding themselves.
Mm.
So if they caught a meal, it was important to keep other dogs and animals from running off with it.
Sure.
So to help protect their food supply, it was necessary to bury it. So that's where that behavior comes from, which is amazing that even all these years later, since they've been domesticated,
they still
have this innate, like, yeah, behavior.
But your dog's not burying his food, right?
No, he buries his treats.
Does he really?
He does, sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah, not all the treats, but some of the treats. He'll walk around the house with it for like 20 minutes first.
What
and then
treat,
he'll
like
it.
What size
like
treat?
Like a bone, like a big bone.
Oh, okay.
Like a, yeah.
And then he goes like back to get it later?
Sometimes, months later, usually, sometimes.
Your
I don't
yard
know.
Is just littered
yeah.
with...
No, inside.
Oh, inside.
But so he has done it outside, too.
Okay.
But usually it's inside.
All right.
Anyways, so obscuring it under the dirt helped keep other dogs and animals off the scent. A dog may also bury its own toys, too.
Oh.
My dog has also done this, not with his toys, but with our neighbor across the street's dog's toys.
He steals their toys and buries them?
He did, yeah. This could be because they feel possessive over the object or fear it'll be taken away. They may be trying to hide it so that other dogs or even people can't steal it.
Right.
Their desire to bury a toy or other household item could be a response to boredom or anxiety as well. So maybe they're just bored and they're like, I'm just going to bury this now.
Yeah. Dig a hole.
Some dog breeds are more prone to digging than others. Terriers, dachshunds, beagles, which you have.
She does. When I say she doesn't bury things, she doesn't, but she'll dig a hole.
She does dig holes.
Just to dig a hole?
Yeah. Basset hounds and miniature schnauzers all go burrowing more often than others.
Right.
Now, what about rolling in the grass? Does she like to,
loves to
do that?
Yeah,
my dog
too.
So this is another instinct that can be traced back to a dog's predatory roots. When dogs' canine ancestors used to hunt, they may have rolled around in the grass before stalking their prey. That way, the herd of deer or whatever other animals they were after wouldn't be able to smell them coming. So it was a way to mask their scent.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dog behaviorists believe this instinct is a remnant of the ancient hunting tactic and that dogs rub themselves all over the ground to mask their natural odor. They also may want to impart their scent onto the ground as a way of marking their territory. Rolling around in the grass also could just feel good. Might just feel good to scratch their back.
Sure.
The same is true if your dog rolls in gross stuff. Now, thankfully, mine doesn't really do that that often, does she?
She has done that.
Yeah.
Some pretty gross stuff.
So that could also be a way for them to mask their smell.
Yeah.
Which is...
And she did.
And she... Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Researchers have also found that wolves roll in scents that they find particularly interesting, not necessarily to disguise themselves, but to bring that information back to the pack.
Oh.
So, like,
look at
I'm going
to
roll in this. Look what I found in the woods or whatever.
Yeah, it smells awful. Get out of here.
This behavior could make it easier for the wolves to track down an abandoned kill or just to trade information about their environment. Now, it is completely normal for dogs to sniff each other's rear ends when they meet.
Oh.
Totally normal. And
so
it's it's actually how they engage with each other and learn information. Dogs have an olfactory sense 40 times more sensitive than a human's.
Okay.
And they commence their lives operating almost exclusively on smell and touch. The special scents that dogs use for communication are called pheromones, and these pheromones that contain chemical signals serve to send information to other dogs about lots of different things, like social status, gender, age, aggressive behavior, and territorial markings.
So social status?
All of these things, apparently, they can tell.
So my dog has a social status?
She does. You don't know what it is, but the other dogs in your neighborhood sure do.
You think she's better than me?
I don't know. Every dog has its
own...
Maybe
she needs to move up to a better neighborhood.
Maybe she does. What am I doing here? Every dog has its unique scent that can be used to identify them to other members of the packer species.
I see.
There's a lot of information that they can learn from
sniffs.
Yeah. Does she run or bark when she's sleeping in her sleep?
Yeah.
So the National Sleep Foundation reports that dogs spend about half of their day sleeping.
I think mine might be a little bit more than half their day.
For puppies, senior dogs, and larger breeds, time spent sleeping can take up even more of their day. Just like people, dogs enter REM sleep, which is the stage where dreaming occurs. Dogs often bark or twitch their legs during REM sleep, and studies have revealed that certain dog breeds acted out their hallmark traits while dreaming. So like an English Springer Spaniel flushing out prey or a pointer, like pointing in its sleep.
My dog runs
a lot or he'll just like twitch a lot.
Yeah.
I wish I knew what they were dreaming about.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Put a helmet on them.
Right. I don't know how you would ever know that, but researchers.
The future, Sarah, we'll know.
That's true. Researchers also report that small dogs have more frequent dreams than large dogs, but those small dog dreams are shorter in duration. Larger dogs, on the other hand, have fewer but longer dreams.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I guess. Does your dog ever lay on her back to sleep?
Not to sleep, though. When she wants her belly rubbed.
She's
a lady, sir.
Okay, well, laying on their back while getting some sleep helps dogs to cool off in some instances. Exposing their belly, which has thinner fur and is more accessible for air, helps to dissipate the heat, especially in warmer weather. When dogs lie on their back, it also signals a submissive posture, and they're also making themselves very vulnerable in that position.
Right.
So sleeping with their back and belly exposed is a sign of ultimate trust and security.
So don't abuse that trust.
Don't
come up and wake them up with a big old
belly.
Bad.
Yeah.
And don't do that for me either.
Yeah.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with the dog behaviors, Sarah?
Yes, for International Dog Day, we're going to play Me and You and a Dog Named Boo
by Lobo. You got it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Lobo, it's me and you and a dog named Boo. Sarah, do you remind us why we just played that record?
Well, because today's International Dog Day.
So
we were talking about some interesting dog behaviors and the reason behind them.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. Dogs may roll in the grass to mask their scent.
Dogs spend about half the day sleeping and enter REM sleep just like humans do.
And if your dog sleeps on its back, it is a sign of ultimate trust and security. Yes. My dog, almost every night he does that in bed. He'll roll over and just, and he's large, so he takes up a lot of the bed when he does that.
Big dogs. Does he snore?
Oh my God, like a person.
Yeah, like a freight train coming through.
Macy
will too every
He breathes. Yeah, he breathes heavily too, like when he's sleeping. Yeah. Like, and he snores for sure.
I mean, my dog's a lady, but she passes gas too. Oh my God. Look out.
My dog, when he does that, he gets scared and he will leave the room.
He
will leave the room.
Oh.
And then he'll do that. He'll jump off the couch.
Him.
And then you'll smell it about like a minute later and you're like, oh, okay.
I got
no
it.
No wonder.
He's left. Folks want to learn more about dog behavior, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
We stream it live on Facebook with pictures of what we talk about. So today, lots of beautiful dogs.
Yes.
You can see behind the scenes and hear behind the scenes conversations as well there and catch the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner for the channel. You'll see other archives up there at your convenience. Sarah, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Fresh episode tomorrow at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. Traffic on the way, Melanie Sands, the weather with meteorologist Josh Nichols. A lot more straight ahead on Legends 102.7.